morning high deliverer, provider, protector. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
We are grateful for the house of God.
Hallelujah.
Are you grateful for what God has done?
Yeah.
spiritual way. Can we all say praise the Lord? It's going to be a blessed time to be here. Amen. We just watch the news and speak to loved ones, speak to friends. There's so many going through so many different things. Amen. It's good to be in the house of the Lord and have your right mind. And the old timers used to say a reasonable portion of your health and strength. Can we all just say praise the Lord? Amen. Well, I'm just going to give you our theme and go over a couple of scriptures because we try to make it a habit of praying at New Year's end. Amen. Nothing like being on our knees. I know they do a whole lot of other things to usher in the New Year's. Amen. But how about ushering the New Year's in with the Lord's Spirit and in His favor? Amen. So let us turn to 2 Peter chapter 1. We're going to read just four verses of scripture. That means verses 5 through 8. And then give us our theme for the new year. Amen. We just bless the Lord tonight, knowing that God has been good. How many know God has been good? In spite of all that we might be experiencing, tonight I can truly say God is good. And the psalmist said in his mercies, endured forever. Mercy is, I deserve judgment. But God in his kindness gave me forgiveness. Amen. We're going to 2 Peter, we're going to read verse 5 through 8. If we just stand quickly for this reading of his word out of reverence for God. Amen. And what we're going to do is I'll go over a few scriptures, then we will pray the New Year's end. Normally we have a little longer service, but because we do have service on tomorrow, we have a praise team come up and sing a couple of songs, some fiery songs. Amen. Like nothing like fire. Shut up in my bones. Amen. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 5. We all have it. And for those that do not have it, it should be on the screen. Then let's start reading. And besides this, giving your very best. All diligence is giving all that you have to give. Add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge. And to knowledge, temperance. And to temperance, patience. And to patience, godliness. Nothing like being godly. We live in such an ungodly world. If we should find godliness anywhere, it ought to be in the church. Amen. And to godliness, the world is full of confusion. What should we find kindness at but in church? And to brotherly kindness, charity. For if these things be in you, and not just be dormant, but they have to be active or alive and about, they make you. That you should neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. May the Lord have blessed you to the reading of his word, and you may be seated. Amen. So our theme for this year is a year of spiritual increase. Amen. I know there's a whole lot of different increases, but tonight, this year, we want to focus on spiritual increasing. Amen. If I prayed an hour a day last year, at least I could turn it up to an hour and 5 minutes. Because we want to increase. Jesus said one of the problems that we have when we think too much like the world is we become weighed down and heavy burden. But he says in Matthew 6 and 33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And then when you do God, when you get spiritual, he said all these other things he's going to do what? You don't have to go get them. Listen, God said that when you seek me right, when you keep me first, he said you don't have to go seek those things and look for them because I'm going to do what? I'm going to add them to you. Amen. So this year we want to have spiritual increase. Amen. We want to show God that, how many of us have faith? Amen. Come on, how many have faith? Well, he said, give all diligence, add to your faith. Virtue is spiritual excellence. That's God changing things. That's God moving. Remember when the woman with the issue of blood touched Jesus? Lord said, wait a minute. He said, somebody touch me. He said, Lord, how are you going to see somebody touch you? All these people are touching you. He said, no, but that was the right touch. So we can all touch him, but that can, look at somebody and say, you gotta have the right touch. Boy, you gotta have the right touch. So, well, how do you know he got the right touch? He said, I feel that virtue has gone out of my body. So when you add to your faith, virtue, that is spiritual excellence. Amen. So this year we want to add to it. You know, a lot of times people say, well, I've been in church all the years and I used to. That's bad when you used to. That means that you don't do it anymore. But we're supposed to be adding to. Because the path of the just is like a what? Shining light that shining. Now, if we stop there for 1 minute, would you consider your light? Your light, your life is your light. Because the Bible says Jesus' life was the light again. Your life is your light. Is your light shining more and more? Or have trials caused your light to diminish? Is it less and less? Well, this year we're going to work on spiritual increase. If I used to read my Bible one day out of the week, I'm going to increase it to 2. Right? You have to make a personal goal for spiritual increase. Because the one thing for sure, the Bible said, is a coming to a point in time when we all must appear before the judgment seat of Christ. And if you're in church, the scripture says, our judgment has begun already. Amen. It said that if they're righteous, how many want to just be righteous? Righteousness is not what I feel is right. Righteousness is what? God says it right. Amen. It said, and if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the sinner and the ungodly appear? Now, last scripture, let's go to Mark 4:18-19. And then we're going to just pray for the next 15 to 20 minutes to pray the New Year's in. You pray your way. Amen. But this is, you know, I've gone to churches before, and I've been in churches before where people are praying. It's kind of hard to pray when you are an observer. You ever go to church and people praying, they see everything. You miss your blessing because you're observing. Right? This is the time when you be like Jacob. Jacob got over with God. He said, I'm not going to let you go till you bless me. So tonight we're going to pray for a blessing. Mark 4:18 reads, and these are they which are sown among thorns, such as they what? Hear the word. This is this parable of the sword. They hear the word. But the challenge to spiritual increase is this. And the right. The cares of this world will rival your spiritual increase. Right. You get consumed with whatever the cares of this world are. And it's all right to have substance. But when riches deceive you, then the love of money becomes the root of all evil. And the lust of other things do what? That, you know what? To enter in. That means they just sneak in there. You just doing so good and all of a sudden something, right? Something enters in. Well, what is that doing? That is choking the word. So this for this year, we don't want to let other things enter in and choke the word. And what happens when the word is choked? We become what? Unfruitful. And Peter, the 1 Peter 8:1, he said, and we become unfruitful. If you're increasing spiritually, you will always be fruthful. But if we were to add the ninth verse, he said, but he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off and hath forgotten that he was purged from his oath. So tonight we want to increase. And in increasing, I don't want to remember 2016. All I want to use 2016 is a measuring stick to see how I am increasing. Now if you see God, God promises us that he will add all of these things unto you. And I'm sure all of us can have some things added. You know, I don't pray for money and material things. Right? Because Paul said, you brought nothing into this world. And it's for certain you'll carry nothing out. The way we came in is the way we're going to go out. So the most important thing tonight is our soul. Can we all say this together? Let's say our theme together. The year of spiritual increase. So when you're dealing, you know, this is facetious. This ain't true, right? I always got to throw a curveball in there looking, right? But you're dealing with somebody and they ain't acting so godly, ask them, say, where's your increase? But step back. Where's your increase? Step back and get rid of the duck. No, I'm only kidding. We don't do that in church, right? Amen. But what we're going to do now, we're going to play music for 15 minutes. And our prayer is, God, show me where you want me to have spiritual increase. Amen. Because if you have spiritual increase, the Bible says, if God be for you, who then? The devil in hell cannot prevail if God be for you. Jesus said, even the gates of hell will not prevail if God be for you. So let us pray your way. Get a hold of God your way now. This, we're not dropping no balls, so don't be looking for the ball to fall. Don't be an observer. Get a hold of God and let God bless your soul. Amen. That last song they say, well, I believe it said, like fire, shut up in my bone when I'm in his presence. Get in God's presence tonight. For 15 minutes, get a hold of God. Say, God, I want a new year. I want a new mind. I want a new change. Amen. So we're going to dim the lights a little. And you pray your way. But don't be an observer. Amen. Praise the Lord. And then after that, we'll have a praise team come up and sing a couple of songs more. And then we'll be out. And Lord willing, we'll be back tomorrow at 11 for tomorrow morning service. Amen? Amen. So let us pray our way. There are kneeling pads if you want to kneel or if you want to sit. Listen, God reads your heart. Just be into it. Amen. Amen.